What is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here in a Day Zero podcast. So this is my second attempt at recording today. Not even attempt. This is my second idea of the day. So let's do some housekeeping stuff. We'll jump right into that. I had a great fucking idea. I have this every once in a while. Housekeeping shit. New podcast. Super happy my numbers are growing. So thank you guys for sharing and liking. My numbers have doubled. I'm at 40 viewers a month, listeners in a week. But it's because I'm putting more podcasts out, I'm putting more content out. So I've done the work and I reap the benefits, right? You plant the seeds and then you get the fucking fruit. And it depends on what you plant, makes a big difference. So, thank you guys for watching and sharing, right? That being said, I don't run ads for this. I don't want to do that. I want to give you guys value. I don't plan on ever monetizing this. I don't think maybe one day if I'm a billionaire, but I wanted, this is me pouring into you guys. So thank you guys for doing that shit. If you guys like, share, 5-star review, comment, I don't know what you guys do at podcasts. Honestly, I listen to them on Spotify and you subscribe. I think that's really all you can do. But yeah, Apple, whatever it is. Again, not a tech dude, I don't really care about those things. I'm just here to do what I want, do what I love, and help you guys succeed, which was something I realized fucking recently, which really turned my life upside down. We will talk about that today. So what is this podcast? Well, this is my weekend review. It is Sunday right now. I am recording this. So that is the weekend. Or you can look at it as a week in review. I'm reviewing my last week. That's kind of what I'm doing, right? So just kind of go with it, right? So the idea behind this is pretty simple. I'm going to talk about things that happened to me, things that impacted me, things I liked, things I didn't like. I do a lot of planning, meeting, assessing stuff, right? Work with different coaches. And one of the things that I am stealing from one of my coaches, Mike Claudio, is they have initiatives. There's things that they want to accomplish. And it's like, so you're talking about whatever. I'll give you one of my initiatives. The air quote goals, which we'll talk about why I hate fucking goals in a minute. One of the things I want to accomplish this year is, I'm trying to think of a good one for now. What the fuck are they called? In-house workshops in my gym. Sorry, my brain is fried, guys. I'm doing in-house workshops in my gym. So what is that? That's jiu-jitsu workshops. That's Muay Thai workshops. That's MMA workshops. That's mindset training, personal development training, nutrition, all kinds of different things. We're gonna sprinkle those throughout the year to give that. So what we do, so you have an initiative, we're going to put bring back workshops. And what is that? So things that what has been done, right? What needs to be done and what's the next step? So these are things that I've been really, really like adding to different parts of my business and my life, right? So me personally, from the business standpoint, I have a lot of my quarter one initiatives, things I want to accomplish the first 90 days of business for the year. So we talk about those. So what has been done, what needs to be done, and what's the next step? I found this to be extremely fucking helpful. Even though I was just kind of winging it and fucking things up really bad the first few months with Mike, I accomplished a lot. I feel like I accomplished a lot more in those really chaotic fucking 60 days than I did in the year before that almost. So, it's been really helpful for me. So I've been using these things, and I want to implement that. What did I do? What was I excited about? What did I hate? And what I need to do moving forward? And I kind of want to spin that a little bit to my week. I want to review a week with you guys. I want to go over this with you guys so you guys can understand. And right now, again, this is just being recorded. I may end up opening this up to like a private Facebook group or something so I can interact with you guys. I don't know. We'll kind of go from there. But this is what I want to do. So this week's been really awesome. So 7 days ago. So let's just jump into it, right? Seven days ago, I took my team on a hike. My team being, I need to slow down. All right, guys. So my team being Rogue Combat Club, everybody works for me. January 1st, we hike up a mountain. We stole this from Dabo Sweeney, coach of Clemson. They, I don't know what the fuck they hike up. There's no mountains in South Carolina. Maybe they come up here. But we hike up a mountain and we talk about what we're going to do, what we're going to accomplish. And something I realized as I'm preparing more, as I'm doing things, I know these events are coming up, so I'm putting the work in, I'm doing what I need to do. I realized something when I prepared this, like, you know, quote unquote speech for these guys, that everything I've written or everything I planned out didn't apply anymore, because I told my guys, this year is going to be very fucking dynamic. I expect you to do your best to keep up. I expect you, when you are confused, to ask me questions. And when I give you some information, I expect the work to get done. Drinking electrolytes right there. So I told them that's what it is. So we've been fucking wide open, man. That was in 7 days. We are 7 days into this year. Fun fact, 25% of you have failed your New Year's resolution already. Good job. All right. We're going to talk about that as well. Things I'm excited about, man. This is going to be fun. If I ever release this video, I look like I'm stoned as shit. I'm not. I'm just fucking exhausted, but excited, right, about this year. Excited about what I'm going to accomplish, and why I think goals are fucking stupid, which I've got some clarity on. If you've been any of my business coaches or personal development coaches in the past fucking 5 years, holy shit. Thank you for the ride. My head is like a fucking squirrel on meth in a hamster wheel sometimes. And then you put it in a washer or a industrial dryer and watch it bounce around. That's kind of like what my brain is. So enjoy the ride, people. So this week, man, we went on that hike. It was super fucking awesome. I felt really comfortable talking to the guys. I got the good vibe, and I've been thinking about what's important to me. What's really fucking important to me? Why do I get up in the morning? Why do I get excited about these things? You know, and I'm doing some personal development coaching. I'm doing some business coaching, very small scale, very private, very, very minimal, like, people I would consider. And I was talking to one of the potential clients this weekend. And I'm not going to get into details of that, obviously, because I'm not a piece of shit. But a lot of the stuff they said was, I'm like, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't get up in the morning, I can't, you know, I want to do this, you know, the anxiety and stuff. I asked them a very personal question. I'll give reference to me. I lost my dad 2 years ago, and there's onions in here. And I asked basically something similar. This will be the thing. I said, I can sleep more than anybody I know. I can sleep 12, 13 hours a day and have no question getting up. But somehow I find myself ready to get up at 5 a.m. A lot of times I wake up before my alarm goes off because I'm excited to start the day. And I was asking them, they're not excited about anything. They don't want to get up. And I said, there's nothing on earth that could keep me in bed that would prevent me from, if the situation was this, if I could see my dad again tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., would I get up? Absolutely. I'd be up at 4 a.m. excited to see him again, right? These are things that, and the reason I'm saying this is there's an excitement that you must have to motivation is gone. The number one reason 25% of you have failed your New Year's resolution is the motivation is gone. The idea is gone, right? But what I have found is your why, and I fucking hate this. It's so cliche, but your why. Why do you get up in the morning? Why do you beat your alarm up, right? Why do you work fucking 10-hour nights? Why do you work these different things? You motherfucker. I'm gonna turn that shit off. But hopefully this doesn't ruin my recording. But what motivates you to do things? What, even when you're not motivated, what do you care about so fucking much that you'll get up and you'll do it no matter what, right? That is what I figured out. And I just had this conversation with Jen. She goes, I was like, I'm gonna record my podcast. She goes, well, I didn't think you want to, and I don't want to. I want to fucking play on my Xbox or go to sleep. But I want to do this more than ever. That was me shaking my water bottle. Hey, if you're getting weird noises, it's stuff like that. I don't have a super professional studio yet. All right. I told her, you have to do things you don't want to do sometimes to get the lived life you want to live, right? And what I figured out in this past week is my actual why. In the past week or so, I figured this out. The reason I do the things I do, the reason I am the way I am, the reason I put so much time into myself and others is because I want to give people, I want to help take people to levels they didn't fucking think was possible. I want to give them the opportunities that they don't know exist. I want to show them these opportunities. I'm not going to make anybody be successful. It's fucking impossible, right? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, kind of thing. Sometimes you want to hold their fucking heads underwater until they stop breathing, but that's different, right? That's a different conversation. I want to help people. That's what it is. I want to have them live a life they cannot fucking, they can't even realize how good they are, how amazing, how strong, how confident, how good they are, whatever it is they're doing. I want to help deliver that to people. And the thing about it is this, I've been doing that for years and I didn't realize why I did the things I do. I didn't realize why I coached wrestling. It's because I want to help people. I want to see them succeed. To me, wrestling was the most one of the most powerful fucking things I've ever done in my entire life to change my life. I think everyone should be forced to wrestle 3, 4, 5 years minimum, right? At least 2. All right. I think everybody should also get in a fist fight. I think you should be in a fist fight at some point in your life. For fuck's sake, you're not that fragile. But I really dove into wrestling. How do I coach wrestling? Then I got into MMA, right? Then I started coaching MMA fighters. And then, you know, I have a gym. And then I was like, man, I want to do personal development. So I just, you know, whatever it was, I want to do my, I've done mindset coaching for wrestling mindset, right? Just recently, I have my last client that I'm working with. I'm transitioning to something else now, right? But I really figured out my why I do the fucking things I do. So I want to help people. I want to see you guys succeed at a level that you can't even fucking imagine, right? And that's why I'm doing this podcast right now. To tell you guys that you can do this, to show you guys you can do this. I'm not fucking special, right? Yes, I'm extremely good looking. Yes, I used to be kind of strong, and I'm smarter than a lot of people. but I'm fucking dumber than most, right? I got in a cage and let other people punch me in my face for fun and then for money, right? So I'm not that smart. But my point is, you guys can do this. Like, I'm not fucking special. I know plenty of you are smarter than you, me. Plenty of you more disciplined. Plenty of you are almost as good looking as me. You know, it's going to be one of those things that you guys can do this. So I want you guys to see that success is out there, right? I was very fortunate. Both my parents, they were together until my dad passed. My mom's remarried recently. I was raised by both them. Was it perfect? Fuck no, not by any means. And a lot of what I learned is what not to do, right? But I want to show you guys this. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I'm doing the content I'm putting out. It's why I'm putting these messages, why I'm trying to help people. Right, these are important things to me. So when I was talking with that person, the reason is like their why wasn't strong enough to get them up. Their why wasn't strong enough to be disciplined with certain things they don't want to do. And I understand that. Trust me, fucking nobody understands it more than I do. Right. So that's what I'm here. I'm trying to help you guys find that. That's a big thing. So that's something I found out in this past week is why the fuck I do this shit. Why I'm so. I literally went to therapy. This is fucking crazy. I was 2 years old. My therapist told me this, and it's something I didn't really realize. I was 2 years old. My dad duck hunted, and at the end of the duck season, he was cutting the weights off. If you guys don't know, you got little plastic ducks. They float. They look like real ducks. You tie a string to the bottom of them, and at the bottom, there's a weight. Well, my dad was cutting them off with this dull-ass fucking knife. I don't know where. You know what? I may have been using it backwards when I was a kid. I don't fucking know. I don't remember. And he went in the house and he told me not to leave, not to do anything. I didn't listen. So I wanted to help him. So I took this fucking knife and I'm pulling hard as I can. I pull and I finally cut through the little nylon rope and I smashed myself right in the fucking eyebrow with this knife, right? Boom, I fucking laid my eye open and then I was like, oh shit, might as well whoop my ass. I didn't listen to him. So I ran into the house real quick and I told him I hit my face on a doorknob. And that's how I cut myself. And they believed me because, you know, why would I lie too? That's also a pretty fucking creative lie for a 2-year-old. And you know, they butterflied me up and I was fine. My therapist said, you know, you fucking put yourself at risk at 2 years old to be helpful. And I didn't honestly, up until I was verbally processing this with you guys, I didn't fucking put that connection together. Right? I'm here to fucking help. That's what I'm here for. Is it gonna be tactful? Not always. Is it gonna be for everybody? Absolutely not. But that's fine. There's plenty of people out there. If you want some woo-woo shit, go find a fucking woo-woo coach. It's not what I do. I do hard facts and data. And you know, I love you guys. I want to see you win. But that's what this is about. So that's something I discovered this week is why the fuck I'm actually doing this. And it's really nice knowing that, right? I'm like, I just want to help. I just want to be a coach. Why? I like it. I want to see you motherfuckers win. You guys deserve it, right? And it's not fucking fair, and it's not right that you guys didn't have the opportunities everybody else had. But guess what? You listen to me on a fucking little magic phone. You listen to me on your computer. Listen, you guys have all the opportunity to be successful. So super excited about that this week. Next thing, all right, so we did that a week ago, had a conversation, did the one-word workshop. The one-word workshop is something that my wife came up with, actually, Jen. I'm not sure where she got it, but I think it's really fucking good. It's where you pick one word instead of a New Year's resolution that is really important, that is going to be your anchor for the year. And you can do year, you can do quarter, you can do month. I don't like month, but I like doing a year. I like doing a year because that gives you time to create a pattern, create a habit, to really embed that into who you are as a human. I think it's fucking important. For me, my word is intentional. I'm going to do everything with intent, you know, and I'll give you a quick like 30-second rundown of how this works. Think about what do you need? Not what do you want? What do you actually need in your life? Right? Well, I want this new watch. I do want a super fucking cool watch. Everybody wants to buy it for me. It's about $400. But I want to, you know, what do you need in life? Well, you need shelter. You need comfort. You need support. You need people around you. You need food. You need water and stuff like that. Right? And there's a few emotional things you need, right? And then what's important to you? Right? Right now, what's important to you? And these are things that are important. And then I want you to go through, you know, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I'm going to put the entire video out eventually once I get it edited and shit. But it's really good. And we figured out a word. And I had the opportunity to talk to 30 fucking people in my gym, coaches and staff, you know, my team, and then a bunch of my members. Then we went out afterwards and got together. But I got to really talk about things that were fucking important to me that I think are important. I got to help people. I had a lot of good conversations at the brewery afterwards. We were talking. I really had a good time. That was fucking awesome for me. That I felt like I actually did something, you know. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I've got, you know, over a dozen messages, texts, calls, conversations. Like, hey, basically, long story short, I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for the gym, right? And that's why I'm fucking here, man. I want to change the rotation of the Earth just 1 or 2 degrees. That's what I want, right? Because I don't like the course we're on now. And I think it's important that people like myself, people who are confident enough and crazy enough to fucking put their words out there, should do that. You're not alone, right? So that's something I really thought about this week. Is that, you know, the one word workshop was cool. I like having an impact on other people. You know, a couple things I talked about, right? Imposter syndrome. I fucking hate fake it till you make it with a goddamn passion. Fake it till you make it is bullshit. Imposter syndrome is different. There's two sides of imposter syndrome. One, if you're out there talking about living a good life and being a good Christian and not drinking and not beating your wife and all that stuff. And then there's pictures of you snorting coke off a hooker's ass in Tijuana. You're going to have that imposter syndrome you feel when you're talking on Facebook Live or whatever. That's because you're not really that fucking person. Okay. That's not the kind of imposter syndrome I'm talking about. What I call the fake imposter syndrome, where people, the fake it till you make it thing, is when you dress up, when you look the part, right? You're not pretending that you're a millionaire. You are behaving in a way that a wealthy person behaves. You're dressing well. You're taking care of yourself. You are looking like you're supposed to, right? You're dressing the person you want to become. You're not pretending you're that guy. Because most of the time, those little fucking 22-year-olds on Instagram with the Lambos and shit, that's their daddy's Amex, right? So just, you know, I want you guys to understand that's something I talked about this weekend. I thought it was really important, right? We always joke about, like, you know, it's one of my favorite memes. Dress for the job you want, right? But now I'm in HR in a Batman outfit. Dress for who you want to be, right? Look like somebody who knows what the fuck they're talking about. And then obviously you have to learn that, but like, I think that's important. So I enjoy talking about that this weekend. This week, I just had a really fucking good week. You know, I kind of overwhelmed, right? My wife and I just talked about this. She was, you know, I was really hard on myself and blah, blah, blah. She said, but I had an excellent fucking week. We've accomplished a lot in the last 7 days. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's what we're talking about. Like, it's fucking huge. So I want you guys to understand that, one, this is a completely new podcast format for me. It just came up in my head fucking 25 minutes ago. So that's why we're here. But this is kind of what my week's been like. You know, so things I was excited about. Yeah, talking to other people, man. My favorite part of the week was a one-word workshop and talking to my team on the mountains. It's a toss-up, which is different. If I had to pick one, probably a one-word workshop, because most of my team was there. Close second was the top of the mountain, because that's who helps inspire other people, right? That's my team. You know, I got 13 people, including myself, who work there. If each one of those can get 13 people, all right, or 10, say 10 of those guys get 13 more people, it's 130 more people we can impact, right? Now, out of that 130 more people, if 10 of those get more people, right, that's 1,000. Think, right? 10. They get 10, it's 100. Yep. Yeah, fuck, it's 1,000 people in 2 degrees, right? Think about that. We did 10x. It's fucking awesome, right? So I was super excited about that. So that was something excited. Things I didn't like, man, I was fucking exhausted. I put a lot of work in. I didn't really prepare as much as I would like to have for this week. But I kind of gave myself permission to, you know, this was intentional, right? Because my word of the year is intentional. I took a week off. Like, I slowed down a little bit. I didn't take a week off. I got a lot done. But I didn't go as hard as I have been. And I think it's important sometimes. So that, you know, that's something that I got mixed feelings about how I feel about that. You know, I guess things I really wish I would have done more, you know, but also I kind of enjoyed being downtime and things I look forward to. I look forward to this next week, right? This is the first meeting, the first like real life meeting for Rogue Combat Club. We broke down how our meetings are going to be going last week. We're going to actually jump into that. We're going to talk about all of the initiatives we have. I'll tell you guys about them because, you know, it's a little bit of accountability. If I don't make them, there's a reason. Hopefully it's not from lack of effort. Let's see. I'm going to pull my phone up. We literally just did these. My brain's fried. Let's go here. Blah, blah. All right. So quarterly one. I'll tell you guys about this. We have a first 30-day program. So your first 30 days at Rogue Combat, if you're in the Asheville area, this is a shameless plug. Our first 30-day program, your first 30 days, we pretty much hold your hand. We make sure you go from you have no clue about jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai or whatever to being fully fucking implemented into our culture in 30 days. You know, we basically hold your hand. So we did that for a general program. This year I want to do it for jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, kids program, both kids and teens. We're going to have those things set up for each one of our individual programs because we want to see you guys succeed. I think this is going to be an awesome fucking program. I think every gym should do it. Most don't. But I want to see these motherfuckers win. I want to see them win enough to where I can spend more money than I need to fucking spend to make sure they're getting a better experience. And that's why I'm doing this shit. That's why I'm having these conversations. That's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why I'm doing these things. Even though they may not be great right now, they're going to get better, right? This year's fucking first one-word workshop was the best one I've ever done, like by far. I think fucking 20 times as good as the year before, right? And that's just 1 year's growth. Just wait till we get, you know, 20, 30 podcasts in. We're going to do a first 30-day program. So we're going to make fucking your onboarding so you're not confused as shit, you know, 60 days in and feel like an asshole, right? So if you're in Asheville, join my gym. If you don't, you're a loser, all right? Next part, strength and conditioning. We finally finished our strength and conditioning area. So I'm going to start the first part of this. Will be I call it strength and conditioning light. We'll have different programs set up for different people, different level athletes. If you're an experienced weightlifter, we'll have programs for you. If you want to get big, we'll have those programs. If you want to get in better like shape for combat sports, we have those. If you just want some general fitness stuff, I'll have that squared up for you as well, right? So we're going to have those rolled out. I want to increase our pro shop sales. And one of the things I realized is the reason people don't buy protein shakes, they don't buy aminos, they don't buy different supplements, they don't know what the fuck they're for, right? They'll buy the fucking energy drinks. Don't fucking need those. But so we're going to talk about that. One of the things we need to do is education, right? That's something we're going to talk about. So that we talked about already, I'm going to bring back in-house workshops, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, MMA, strength and conditioning, personal development, stuff like that. We're going to bring those back in. So we already have our first one. We're going to continue with that. I hope I don't have to do, I'm wasting fucking time for. The other I'm really excited about is a child care contingency, right? If you guys have been completely fucking retarded and not paid attention at all, our economy's shit. Eggs are like $1 million a piece. Inflation is through the fucking roof. But, you know, it is what it is. Hold on a second. Little chuggy chug there. All right. So we're starting what I call a child care contingency. I'm fully aware of what I do at Rogue Combat Club is MMA gym. I'm fully aware that's a air quote luxury, right? I would fucking become a psychopath serial killer if I didn't do jiu-jitsu and train. So it helped my mental. It is the cheapest fucking therapy you can get, right? But it helps me a lot with my mental stability. It helps me with anxiety. It helps me with my physical stuff usually. So we're going to have a child care contingency. And what that is if and when the economy goes to shit, we're going to have a child care program set up for our existing members, because we don't want them to have to choose child care, mortgage, or gym, right? And this would be a twofold approach, right? Something else we do with this as well. So we're going to set that up. I got to figure out what I can do, what I can't do, how I can tell the state to go fuck itself, how I can get around it. The thing about laws and regulations, those are just rules you have to play by, right? Things you have to understand so you can skirt them. That's exactly how I look at laws and regulations. So I'm finding loopholes, all right? If I have to do paperwork and pay them, that is what it is. It sucks. But that's what I'm working on for that as well. And the last thing I'm working on is what I call the Rogue Initiative. It's going to be a charity set up to help fill. This is what's got me really fucking excited. It irritates me I haven't worked on it yet, but I haven't had time to work on it. But I'm also fucking 6 days into this year, seven. This is my passion project right now. It's going to be the objective is this. Of this is to fill in that fucking gap where society has failed. You know, right now, and I'm not going to jump too much into it. I will later. But the thing about, like, there's a fucking war on the real American dream, what America was built on. And, you know, it's not my tinfoil hat shit. This is the fucking truth. Masculinity. There's literally people saying fucking testosterone is a toxin. No, it's not. It's fucking essential for you to be alive as a male and woman. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back and we're going to make sure people understand this is not the end of the world. It's not bullshit, right? I'm going to get, like, there's so many things that society has wrong that we're going to fix. And how are we going to do that? We're going to do it through the Rogue Initiative, which can be education. We're going to scholarship different athletes to do different things locally. $1 of every membership at Rogue Combat Club will be donated to that. So that's going to be like, say we have 500 members, $500 a month will go into the Rogue Initiative. And we will use that to fund different things that we support. In the beginning, we'll be supporting other charities and stuff as we build our base so we can be more capable to do the things that we want to do. But we're going to fill that gap in. We're going to fill the void that society has fucking built on things that you need to do. Education, like fucking handshaking. People don't know how to fucking shake hands, right? You know, Generation C, the kids who grew up during COVID, like, they're fucked. So we're going to fix that. We have a lot of work to do, and that's the thing we're going to strive on. I'm not going to get too much detail now because I don't have them all even fucking close, but that's what we're working on Q1. We're getting that legally set up so we can have that, start the process. But that's what I'm doing this year. So this first quarter's gonna be busy. I'm traveling every fucking month. Sometimes I'm traveling twice. You know, different coaching things, personal development. I'm fucking super excited about this year, man. And, you know, so that's my first week in review. It was super scatterbrained. I literally came up with it 35 minutes ago, right? So I'll have it more organized next time. But let me know what you guys think. You know, I really appreciate you spending your time with me. It sounds crazy. I know you're not, like, physically here with me, but that's it, you know. Oh, one other thing I'm doing too. I'm going to make this podcast suck less. I'm going to get a co-host, have somebody help keep me on track, and just get their opinion, because a lot of times I forget what I'm doing. I forget what I forgot, you know, like things I consider second nature. Like, oh, you should already know that. So I'll be doing that too. So thank you guys for spending your time with me. I know it's Sunday night. I really do appreciate you guys listening to this whenever you listen to it. As always, if you need me, hit me up at JohnnyBuck2. On the Instagram, or still for now, ihatejohnnybuck@gmail.com. I swear to God, I'll have a new email eventually. So, all right, guys, love you. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. Please share, like, 18-star review, all that. All right, later.